News, I'm Laura Winters. Right now, a historic meeting taking place in China, but will anything actually get accomplished? Jim Forbes has details.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is now the first top American official to visit China in 5 years. Blinken's plane has touched down in Beijing, where he's expected to meet with top Chinese officials through Monday, including President Xi. Blinken is looking to establish communication channels with the country. President Biden said Saturday he also hopes to meet with President Xi in the coming months.
We've got a record to run on.
President Biden's re-election campaign underway, his first major 2024 event at a rally hosted by union members in Philadelphia.
Most importantly, we're not only changing this country, we're transforming it.
Biden says he's proud to be the most pro-union president in American history.
I'm more honored by your endorsement than you can imagine. Coming this early, it's going to make a gigantic difference in this campaign.
Biden endorsed by the AFL-CIO. There is new hope on the horizon for veterans suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. USA's John Schaefer on the story.
Congressman Dan Crenshaw, a Texas Republican and Navy SEAL veteran, is pushing a bill to provide veterans suffering from PTSD with access to experimental drug treatment.
We're never going to understand the extent to which psychedelics can help our service members until we start actually doing the necessary clinical trials in a controlled environment.
The proposed legislation allocates a $75 million federal grant program to support research on magic mushrooms and ecstasy as potential remedies for depression and anxiety.
And today is Father's Day. The National Retail Federation predicts more than $25 billion will be spent on dads across the country. That's about $3 billion more than last year, and almost $36 billion, a record, spent on Mother's Day this year. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Severe weather moving through the South this Sunday. Parts of Arkansas, Alabama, and Missouri getting hit hard by rain, hail, and gusty winds.
It made me sad to see my hometown tore up. I knew that the people here would be taken care of because Perryton is a great community.
Deadly storms hit Texas earlier this week, including an EF3 tornado that killed three people in the town of Perryton, Texas, near the Oklahoma border. Looking ahead to this Thursday, we could get additional rulings from the Supreme Court. Correspondent Michael Kastner on the story.
Decisions on cases involving affirmative action and President Biden's student loan debt relief plan were not included in today's release of opinions. Two cases involving Harvard and the University of North Carolina will determine if race can be used as a factor in college admissions. Meanwhile, there are two cases centered on Biden's plan to cancel some student loans that also yet to have opinions issued on them. There are still 18 opinions to be released for this term, with the next batch scheduled to be handed down on Thursday.
Entertainment news. Actor Pete Davidson in a car accident in Beverly Hills.
Pete Davidson is being charged with reckless driving after crashing a car into a home. And Page Six reports the Saturday Night Live alum was charged with a misdemeanor for the crash that happened 3 months ago. Davidson was reportedly speeding behind the wheel of a Mercedes-Benz when he jumped the curb. Officials called the accident serious and that luckily no one was seriously injured. He's set to be arraigned on July 27th. I'm Chris Caraggio.
I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.